necessity of the hour is deliberation. Do not let us be led to believe that one nation consists only of devils and the other only of angels. Whether we are born of German or Czech parents, let us not forget that we are in the first place human beings. The situation which concerns all of us so deeply is as follows. Czechs and Germans cannot annihilate each other. Each nationality has its failings and its virtues. Somehow or other, the formula for an honest and peaceful cooperation of the nationalities has eventually to be found. We do not want to hear any more promises. We want a national peace treaty on the basis of full equal rights, which must not be a scrap of paper, but which must be guaranteed in every direction. But above all, we want peace. We cannot be forever objects of the power politics. We want to resume our daily work again. Let us join all our forces to avoid that our home borderland will become a cause of conflict or a battlefield. Let us create a higher standard of cooperation of the two nationalities who dwell upon a soil assigned to them by destiny and which are called to be the bridge linking the German and Slav peoples.